Up to the hospital.
Mm-hmm. You in the hospital here in Monticello?
No, ain't got that in Monticello, in Thomasville.
Thomasville, you had to
Yes,
go.
Ma'am. Yeah. Yeah, my wife there, she like in three weeks of staying up there, 5 months in the hospital. Mm. But the government hoped me pay a lot of it. I didn't pay but about $2,000. The government paid the rest of it, mm-hmm. about $5,000. Mm.
How many children do you have?
No, mine got me. My wife ain't never had none. Just raised other folks' children.
Oh, yeah?
I got two boys, little outside boys, they call them out down to St. August. I mean, down to Fort Lauderdale. But when he come in, when my wife was living, you think it belong to her.
Yeah.
Because she's so crazy about it.
Tell me about the shop here. You said this has been here since 1870, what, seven?
77, yeah. It probably built in 1876.
So is this your father's forge and all of his tools that he used?
No, ma'am.
Or did you
no, ma'am,
put those
no.
here?
No, I got a lot of this stuff from different places, and no, this here, he had the old-fashioned bells. That,
yeah.
Yeah, you might hear see them in the picture.
Uh-huh.
But now, boy, give me this here brand new. Oh, about 30 years ago, boy, give me this. I down to St. Augustine, he had it sitting up there, he was working on batteries and things, and he bought this thing and thought he needed it.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, Tom said, next time I you have that thing, and said, next time I come up there, I'll bring it for you. I mean, I said Petersburg. And so one day he drove up with it. And then I got some piping and put it up.
Uh-huh.
It used to hold oil, you know, just like a transmission. It hold oil, but it leaked now, and I ain't never took time to stop it.
Yeah. What about the other tools and things? Did you buy all those or make
Which
them?
One?
Just the different things that are around that you use, your
some
hammers?
Some of them I made them, and then some of them I bought them, and mm-hmm. some of Now you take these here tongs. Now I bought them from the old blacksmith was in town there. I bought a lot of stuff from him, Mr. Davis. And then a lot of stuff from I made and some I didn't make.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now these seals and them posters there.
Mm-hmm.
Now these was Them seals was cut in 1871.
Oh.
Our church up there used to be down there in the woods down there.
Uh-huh.
And in 68 we built this up there.
Mm-hmm.
And tore down the old church, and I had the St. Dolores out and put them under here. Them old seals were rotten, and I had them to put them under this truck.
Yeah.
But
That's
these,
old.
These were cut in 1871.
Hmm.
They built a church down there.
Hmm. What's the name of your church?
Elizabeth Missionary Baptist Church.
And do you meet on every Sunday?
Yeah, I have Sunday school there. I'm a superintendent at the house. But we just have just once a month.
Just the preacher comes once a month?
Yes, he comes once a month. Well, he comes twice a month. He come last night. He come for the church. All the money we raised that night be for the church.
Mm-hmm.
We had a rally last night. We had 900. We raised $958.
Boy, that's a lot of money. Is that for your building now, or
we can build in what we call a booth. See, we've been using that place up yonder at the schoolhouse for the kitchen. But
Beside,
we just built us on one across the road there,
mm-hmm.
and that's what we raised that money to mm-hmm. build a booth.
You have big dinners after church on Sunday?
No, sometimes we do it, and sometimes we don't.
Yeah. You mentioned you were with several lodges around. Now, what you said you were president or treasurer of the lodge?
Well, I'm the banking committee for the church here,
mm-hmm.
and for the poor bay here.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm a field secretary, and then I'm a secretary of the lodge here, financial secretary up here. And then I'm a field secretary of what we call the Jefferson County Farmers Union.
Uh-huh.
And I'm the field secretary for that. That go all over the county. And we got different units.
What is that farmers union?
It's just a union that's set up for the farmer, you know. And of course, that's the farmers union. That's the name of it. Mm-hmm. And just for the farmers. But now ain't many farmers around, but still we still runs it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then we give $70 one die. The only payoff, just like when one of the members die, we pay them $70. Mm-hmm. And then all the other members have to pay $1. Mm-hmm. All the other members just pay $1. Mm-hmm. Don't have to pay no dues only when one die.
I see. Is that white folks too, or is that just the
no,
black
just
folks?
No, just colored. Yeah. And then every year we give what we call an annual meeting, the big annual meeting, and the government, I mean this county, give me give me $100 for the paper exhibits. See, we put up exhibits, and the county, our white county agents usually come out to make the talk for us, and then the colors, then I have different fellows from the college, from Tallahassee, from the A&M College, and they come and make talks, and then judge the exhibits. And then, but I wasn't able to put nothing on. All right. That's my niece there. Yeah, they pay that $100 for the exhibits, and then they send me a check for the $100, and then I'd be number one, number two, you know.
Yeah, that's
all right. Yeah. Because I didn't have but three family exhibits, three largest exhibits this year, last year. Because I was sick, and then this other boy, he got sick and he died. Both times they called me B.B. Taylor. See, he always put things on the exhibit. We put corn and best 10 years of corn and peanuts and pecans and potatoes, sweet potatoes and meat. And, well, a lot of time I don't raise no meat now, but the man run the meat house out there, he always loaned me ham.
Huh.
And I always sell the ham down there sometimes.
Yeah.
Now, before that, I went there and got the ham and didn't think about weighing it to know what it cost, nothing. I couldn't sell it. But I didn't know what it was.
You didn't
know
how to sell it for, huh?
And I had to carry it back to him.
That's
so he just loaned me the ham, and then I was fruitful over there. I go in his field and get some peanuts and corn.
Yeah.
And sweet and cane and different things, you know. Had a pretty good exhibit.
Do you make sugar cane much?
Now,
did you all make sugar cane much?
Ben used to make a lot of it, but we ain't making none around here now. I done got too lazy to fool with it. And you take a fella died, a little right across the down the highway, Dole Alexander, my wife's nephew. He died last year. He died last year in October, November 1. But he used to raise a lot of cane and syrup. Of course, he got some syrup down there now. His son-in-law ground the cane, and his brother, what his brother did. But they used to go to what they call the sugar mill, sugar grinding. Always go there and stay all night, everybody. Drink juice and frolic. That would be time all night. Then sometime when they get through, they have a heap of peanuts and make peanut candy. Make a syrup killer peanut can.
Oh, with the sorghum and the peanuts.
Now,
with the sorghum and the peanuts.
Yeah, parts the peanuts and. Uh-huh. But sometimes that hot syrup will cook them.
Uh-huh.
But most times you parch them and put them in there.
Mm-hmm. That sounds good.
Yeah, that peanut candy. You had to, of course, you buy peanut candy now.
Well, anything else you can think of about the older days to tell us?
No,
here?
But. I don't know.
About being a blacksmith, or?
Yeah, I used to shoe horses and lots. But I've been shoeing a lot of them around Thomasville, a heap of them in Thomasville to shoe. I think it's 500 head around Thomasville to be shoeing.
I bet you got more work than you can do.
Oh, yes, man. When I shoeing horses, I hate to hear a car coming sometimes. Won't make what pass you over. They got a boy up there called Horseshoe Sam, colored boy. He's a good shoer. He just works slow, but he do a good job, but he just works slow. If you put 10 horses out there, I'd shoe 6 of them full. But he do good work, but he just works slow. You know, like some people work slow.
Now, he's up in Thomasville?
Yes, he's in Thomasville.
Do you know what his name, real name is? They call him Horseshoe Sam?
Sam McCollum. McCollum, that's his name.
That's our name. McCollum?
Is it?
That's our name. Yeah.
Sam McCullough, he's
I won't forget that.
But everybody called him Horseshoe Sam. Yeah. That was, they like most of the people called me Blacksmith.
Yeah, yeah.
But they called him Horseshoe Sam. Yeah. He used to be nothing up that day with him, but he died. And he used to be this fella, Duke of Master, fella in Boston, he used to shoot horses.
And then you told me about that fella over near Jasper. I haven't looked him up yet. Mentioned him to me.
But that's where he living. Yeah, he got a nice setup there, you know, I told you about.
Mm-hmm.
He got a nice setup
there
in Jasper. Hmm. What do you want?
Yeah. Oh. Trying to see what you were doing.
Yeah, he got a nice setup there. Got a good setup, everything.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess that's all. I better go get those papers about that festival.
All right, now.
I'll bring those over here to show you.
All right, now.